الإذاعة الإلكترونية لجامعة العلوم والتكنولوجيا تقدم اللغة الإنجليزية واحد، الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور بليغ الوصي. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العلي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحية.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear students, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the fourth session of this course, English 101. In the fourth session, we are going to study some important topics. We will begin with the present continuous tense, followed by the past continuous tense, and then we'll discuss also suffixes and prefixes, the differences between them, and when to use prefixes, when to use suffixes. Before we begin, let me attract your attention to the passages you have at the beginning of unit number 2. Like the previous unit, each passage is followed by new vocabulary and their meaning. Moreover, every passage is followed by comprehension questions that should be answered by you. Let me also give you a model for the vocabulary questions you may have. Take this exercise as an example. The question is, choose the best word from A, B, or C to complete each sentence below. Now, let's begin with the first sentence. Number one, newspapers are a major force informing dash opinion. Now, you have three choices. Is it informing family opinion, informing public opinion, informing private opinion? Now, which is correct? The best word for this sentence is public, so informing public opinion. Number two, newspapers are available in dash formats. Now you have also three choices, in daily formats, in monthly formats, in yearly formats. Which is correct? In daily formats, yeah, newspapers are available in daily formats. Number three, in collecting and diffusing news, newspapers depend largely on dash A, the radio, B, the television, C, news agencies. The correct answer is number C, it is news agencies. Number four, newspapers provide distance education students dash about their institutions' educational improvements. Now, you have also three choices here. Lessons, information, tests. The best word is number B. It is information. So we can say, newspapers provide distance education students information about what? About their institutional educational improvements. Number five, the last sentence. Newspapers give distance students space for their dash A, for their educational activities, for their results of examination, for their teachers. The best answer is number A, for their educational activities. Now let's begin discussing the four topics of this session. In topic number one, we are going to discuss the present continuous tense. You know, the present continuous tense is also called the present progressive tense. Both of them, both names are used, either present continuous or present progressive. Now, you know that in the present continuous, we have to add ing to the verb. We have to add ing to the base form of the verb. Not only this, but also you have to add a suitable verb to be before the verb. Now, let's have the rules of the present continuous tense. Number one, this tense is used for an action or activity that is happening now or at the moment of speaking. For example, Ali and Yusuf are talking on the phone. Now, at the time of speaking, they are talking. So we have to use talking, ing, added to the verb talk. And also we wrote are as a helping verb, as a verb to be before the main verb. Another example. Oh, it's raining heavily. We can't go out now. So also here, the verb rain is used in the present continuous because he is talking about an event which happens or takes place at the same time of speaking. Also, the verb is used. Number three, why is the baby crying now? So why is the baby crying? It means he is crying now. He is hungry or he may be hungry. Number two, this tense is used also for an action happening about this time, but not necessarily at the moment of speaking. This usage is of a general nature. Something generally taking place this week, for example, or this month, or this year, etc., but not necessarily to take place at the same time of speaking. Now let's have examples for this use. Number one, Ali is studying his lessons very hard this year. You know, it's not necessary to be studying at the same time of speaking, but he is studying well this year. So we have to use also the present continuous. Another example, Ibrahim is writing an English book these days. So he may not be writing now at the same time of speaking, but these days he is writing what? An English book. He didn't finish, you know, he hasn't finished yet, so we have to use the present continuous. A third example, Ali, what do you read these days? You know, Ali said, I'm reading a play by Shaw. So he is not reading at the same time of speaking, but nowadays he is reading the play. Now the third use of the present continuous is for a definite arrangement in the near future. The present continuous or the present progressive is also used to express a definite arrangement in the near future. For example, he is leaving for Jordan tomorrow. So there is an arrangement. The ticket is ready. The bag is ready. The luggage are ready. So because there is an arrangement and it will take place in the near future, we use the present continuous and we said is leaving. Also, another example, we are going to visit Ali tonight. Tonight is a very near future, so you can use the present continuous to express a future event. 3. Are you doing anything next Friday? Also, next Friday is in the near future. Now, let's have an exercise. Put the verbs between brackets in the correct form using simple present or simple continuous tense. Then, complete the sentences. Now, let's begin with the first sentence. Number one, I don't want to go to the zoo because it is dash heavily, the verb snow. So you have to say, it is snowing heavily. He is talking about the present continuous. He is talking about the time of speaking. So we have to use the present progressive. Number two, listen, someone is dash at the door. He dash to come in. The first verb is knock. So is it the present continuous? Huh? Is it the present continuous or the present simple tense? No. The verb knock should be in the present continuous. You have to say, listen, someone is knocking at the door. He, the second verb is want. It should be in the present simple. He wants to come in. So, you know, because of listen, we have to write, you know, after listen, we have to write a verb in the present continuous. Number three, our teacher dash, the verb is wear, a black jacket at school every day. You know, because of every day, we have to use the present simple tense because it is a habit here. So we have to say our teacher wears a black jacket at school every day. Number four, on our way to the university, we often meet many people who are dash go to their work. So two verbs you have. The first verb is meet. The second verb is go. Because of often, you know, often comes before the verb meet. We have to use the present simple tense for the word meet. So we have to say, on our way to the university, we often meet many people who are going, ing, to their work. The last sentence, look, that man, dash, use, the verb use, a knife to open a bottle. So because of look also, there should be the present continuous tense. So we have to say, look, that man is using a knife to open a bottle. Let's go to the second topic of today's session, past continuous tense. You know, the past continuous tense is formed by the past tense of the verb be plus the verb with ing in front of the ing form of the verb. For example, you can say was cooking, were shouting, was cleaning. So was or were plus the verb with ing. The past continuous tense is chiefly used for past actions. But one action began earlier and was in progress when the other action occurred. For example, I was doing my homework when it began to rain. Here we have two actions, doing the homework and beginning to rain. Now, which is first and which is second? I began doing my homework. In the middle of doing my homework, it began to rain. So the first action should be in the past continuous. The second action should be in the past simple tense. Okay, number three. Sometimes past continuous tense is used when two actions took place in the past at the same time. For example, last night, my brother was watching the TV when I was doing my homework. So here, we have two actions. Both of them happened in the past, and both of them lasted for some time in the past. What are these two actions? You know, my brother was watching TV and I was doing my homework. Because both of them lasted for some time in the past, we used the past continuous tense. Now let's have an exercise in the past continuous tense. Use the simple past or past continuous form of the verbs between brackets to complete the sentences. So you have to use either the past continuous or the past simple tense. Let's begin with the first sentence. Number one, the lights dash, the verb is go out, when we dash our homework, the verb is do. Huh? You know, I said we have two actions. The first action should be in the past continuous. The second action, which happens second, you know, should be in the past simple tense. So the lights went out. It should be in the past simple tense here because it is the second action. When we were doing our homework. Number two, the phone dash, the verb is ring. While we dash, the verb is have, lunch. So, which is the first action? Having lunch. Which is the second action? The phone rang. So we have to say, the phone rang in the past simple tense while we were having lunch. So, because having lunch is the first action, it should be in the past continuous. Number three, I dash, the verb is find, your pen, while I was dash for my pencil. The second verb is look for. So you can say, I found your pen, past simple, while I was looking for my pencil. The second is in the past continuous. Number four, the teacher dash, the verb is mark, our homework, while we dash, the verb is do the exam. Here, we have two actions. Both of them happened in the past, and both of them lasted for some time in the past. So both of them should be in the past continuous. And we have to say, the teacher was marking our homework while we were doing the exam. The last sentence. Number five, when the plane dash, the verb is land, his friends dash, the verb is be, wait for him. So you can say, when the plane landed, his friends were waiting for him. You know, because the action of waiting happened first, and this action is followed by the landing of the plane. Now let's go to topic number three in this session, which is about prefixes. You know prefixes? What is a prefix? A prefix is a part of a word which is added to the beginning of that word to change or modify its meaning. You know, in English, the meanings of words may be changed by suffixes and prefixes. The most important thing to understand here is to differentiate between prefixes and suffixes. So prefixes are added at the beginning of words. Now let's have some prefixes. Study the following prefixes. In, I-N, it means not. For example, direct, indirect, definite, indefinite. Second prefix, L-I-L. It also means not. For example, logical, illogical, legal, illegal. Third one, M-I-M. It also means not, possible, impossible, mobile, immobile. The fourth one is IR, I-R, regular, irregular, resistible, irresistible. Number five, UN, U-N. It also means not, able, unable, fortunate, unfortunate. Dis, D-I-S, is number six. It means also not, believe, disbelieve, courage, discourage. Also we have miss, M-I-S. It means wrongly. For example, misunderstand, mistrust. We have also re as a prefix, R-E. It means again. Rewrite, revisit. Then we have enter, I-N-T-E-R. It means between or among. For example, interact, interchange. Also, we have anti, A-N-T-I. It means against. For example, antifreeze, antibacterial. Now, all these are prefixes because they are added to the beginning of words to change or modify the meaning of these words. Now, exercise. Add an appropriate prefix to each of the following words between brackets and fill in the blanks. Number one, a wise government can keep good dash relations. The word is national. He wants you to add a prefix to national. So you can say, a wise government can keep good international relations. To add the prefix inter. Number two, the ruler was dash about the strength of his enemy. So he lost the first battle. The word is informed. So you can say, the ruler was misinformed, to add the prefix mis, about the strength of his enemy. Number three, it is dash that such a lazy student would pass his examination. So you can say, it is improbable that such a lazy, to add the prefix im. Number four, people who live in hot countries usually dash cold weather. The word is like. He wants you to add a prefix to the word like to make the meaning appropriate. So you can say, people who live in hot countries usually dislike cold weather. Dislike, to add dis. Number five, is penicillin and dash medicine? The word is bacterial, so you have to use anti as a prefix, and you have to say, is penicillin an antibacterial medicine? You know, anti means against. Take the final topic in this session, which is suffixes. Now, what is a suffix? A suffix is a part of a word which is added to the end of a word. Now, this is the difference between prefixes and suffixes. Prefixes are added at the beginning. Suffixes are added at the end. Now, study the following suffixes. There are many types of suffixes. Let's begin with the first type of suffixes. Number one, suffixes that help to form nouns. Here, you have also two categories. Number A, indicating the doer of an action. For example, ER, like in traveler, Who is a traveler? The person who travels. Lawyer, teacher. Who is a teacher? The person who teaches. Then you have OR as a suffix. Visitor, actor, director. You have also R, like in baker, officer, writer. You have also AR, like in liar, beggar. IST, like in artist, novelist. Now all these suffixes indicate the doer of the action. The second category here, number B, nouns indicating an action, a state, or quality. For example, chin, T-I-O-N, expansion, intention. Dumb, wisdom, freedom. Why, like in discovery, delivery. Ness, like in loneliness, darkness. Ship, like in friendship, membership. Mint, like in agreement, movement. Now, all these suffixes indicate either an action, state, or quality. And all of them, or most of them, indicate or refer to abstract nouns. Now, the second type of suffixes is those suffixes that help to form verbs. Here, you have just two examples. For example, N, E-N, like in shorten, soften. You know, the E-N here changes the adjective into a verb. I-F-Y, like in notify, beautify. You know, if I-F-Y changes the nouns into verbs. The third type of suffixes are suffixes that help to form adjectives. We have many suffixes here, like full, like in careful, beautiful, wonderful. Less, like in careless, countless, worthless. Os, O-U-S, like in dangerous, famous, glorious. Al, like in educational and musical. Ik, like in scientific and tragic. Able, like in sensible and visible. Ing, I-N-G, like in amusing, interesting. Now let's have an exercise. Add an appropriate suffix to the following words between brackets. Number one, the story of the fight against this disease is very dash for two reasons. So interest, the word is interest. Now what is the best suffix here? Interesting, I-N-G. Number two, when the dash reaches the bottom of the sea, he finds the shells in the sand. The word is dive. He wants you to add a suffix. So you can say the diver, adding R. Three, the dash of the bank is a very capable man. The verb is manage. So you have to add a suffix to this word to make it suitable to the word, to the sentence. For example, you can say, the manager of the bank is very capable man. Four, Hassan was a great dash. The word is drama. So Hassan was a great dramatist. Okay, you know, dramatist, yeah. Five, before ion can be shaped, it has to be dash. The word is soft. So we have to say, it had to be softened, S-O-F-T-E-N-E-D. Okay, my dear students, that was our last point in this session. In our next session, inshallah, we will study perfect tenses and plural of nouns. Until then, I wish you all the best. Thank you very much for listening to this session. See you another time. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
اللغة الإنجليزية واحد. الإعداد والتقديم الدكتور بليغ الوصي. الهندسة الصوتية المهندس محمد العليكي. الإشراف الدكتور سمير الشميري والدكتور محمد السيد. الإخراج رياض المحيا.